بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we will begin inshallah studying chapter that probably would bring and raise a lot of questions. And this is the chapter that deals with hunting. So we have a number of hadiths. Hadith number, I think 387, is it? And the brothers who would read it for us?
Hadith number 387, narrated Abu Talaba al-Kushani. I came to the Prophet and said, O Allah's Prophet, we are living in the land of the people of the scripture. Do we eat in their utensils? And we are in hunting grounds, and I hunt with my bow and with my untrained dog and with trained dog. So what is good for me? The Prophet said, as for your saying about the utensils of the people of the scriptures, if you find other than it, don't eat in their utensils. But if you don't find any other, you must wash the utensils and then eat in them. Whatever you hunted with your bow while mentioning the name of Allah, you may eat it. And whatever you hunted with your learned dog while mentioning the name of Allah, you may eat it. And whatever you hunted with your unlearned dog and you caught it alive, slaughter it and you can eat it.
Now, this hadith is quite long and detailed. However, it's easy to understand. Abu Tha'labah al-Khushani, may Allah be pleased with him, asked the Prophet ﷺ about a number of issues. Number one, what is the ruling on eating in the utensils or using the utensils of the people of the scriptures, meaning the Jews and the Christians? And why is he asking this question? Is it because they are considered to be najas? As Allah mentioned in chapter 9, innama al-mushrikuna najas. They are impure. So is it because of their impurity? The answer is no. Disbelievers' impurity is not physical, it's not material, it is spiritual, because they associate others with Allah or disbelieve in Allah, they're considered to be impure, they're considered to be najas. But physically, they are like us, human beings. This is something that is spiritual impurity due to their kufr and disbelief. So why is the Prophet ﷺ ordering him not to eat in it unless there is no other alternative? Scholars say because they would eat impure things, such as dead meat, maybe pork, wine, etc., things that are not lawful for us as Muslims, and hence we should stay away from their utensils as long as we can find a replacement. But what happens if we do not have a replacement? The Prophet ﷺ directed him to do what? To wash. So wash their utensils and then eat in it. Then he asked about hunting, which is related to what we have. Abu Tha'laba asked the Prophet ﷺ about three methods of hunting. Hunting with the bow and arrow, hunting with a trained dog, and hunting with untrained dog. So hunting with a bow and arrow, the Prophet ﷺ gave the green light on one condition. What is the condition that is mentioned here? That you mention the name of Allah. And how would I mention the name of Allah? Saying Bismillah Allahu Akbar before shooting. Not after shooting and killing the prey and I say, oops, sorry, Bismillah Allahu Akbar. This doesn't count. And we will get into more detail about the ruling on giving tasmiyah or mentioning the name of Allah, the Almighty. So this is with the bow and arrow. What about the trained dog? What is a trained dog? Allah mentioned in chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, that it is lawful for us to eat what our trained dogs, our learned dogs, have caught for us. Which means that this verse relates to what the dogs caught for us and not for themselves. Because if a dog catches a prey for itself and eats from it, this is not lawful for us. And in this, we have a clear indication on the status of learned people and learned animals over those who are not learned. Look what knowledge does to you. Even the dog that it is a beast, that's an animal. Allah Azza wa Jal allows us to eat from what it catches for us because it's trained, and we're not entitled to eat from what untrained and unlearned dog catches. So the Prophet says, Asam, if the dog is learned, if it's trained, how do we classify a trained dog? A trained dog is a dog that when you say go, it goes. And when you say stop, it stops. This is a learned dog. And a third condition is that when it catches a prey, when it catches a rabbit or some other animal, it does not eat from it. So it just kills it or catches it. But it does not eat half of it or even a small portion, because this is not a learned dog. What about if the dog that I have is not trained? I cannot eat from the dog that is not trained unless it catches something that remains alive when I get there. So in this case, I would slaughter it and it becomes halal. But if it died before I get there, it is haram. What is the rule on mentioning Allah's name with the dog? It's the same with the bow and arrow. I have to say Bismillah. When do I say Bismillah? Once I set the dog free, I say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, go and get that prey, and then it becomes halal. So in a nutshell, this is what is mentioned in this hadith. We move on, inshallah, to the following two hadiths that are also related, and we will explain this a little bit further as we go on. The following hadith is hadith number 388, Adi ibn Hatim. We want someone to read it for us.
Narrated with Adi ibn Hatim, I asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I send out the learned dog and I mention the name of Allah and they hunt for me. He said, if you send your learned dog while mentioning the name of Allah, eat what it catches. I asked, even if they kill? He said, even if they kill, as long as that no other dog joins it in killing, that is not from among them. I said, what is the ruling on me throwing the game with mi'arat, a bent arrow without features? If you shoot your mi'arat and it penetrates, you may eat. But if it kills with its weight, do not eat it. In another narration, except if the dog eats from it, in this case, don't eat from it, for I fear it might catch it for itself. And if you find other dogs with it, don't eat from it, because you mentioned the name of Allah on your dog and not on the others. Another narration, if you send your learned dog, mention the name of Allah. If it catches a game alive, slaughter it. If you reach there after its death and the dog didn't eat from it, eat it, because the killing of a dog is its slaughtering. Another narration, if you threw your arrow, mention the name of Allah. In another narration, if you didn't find the game except after a day or two. In another narration, the 2 days or 3 days and you found only the trace of your arrow, eat if you wish. And if you found it drowned in water, don't eat it. You don't know whether it died by drowning or by your arrow.
Okay, now this is a long hadith with lots of different versions and narrations, but I think it's clear, but let's go from the top. Adi ibn Hatim, may Allah be pleased with him, we spoke about him before and about his father. Ask the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam about a specific question, which is learned dogs. I mentioned the name of Allah Azza wa Jal and they catch a game. They hunt for me. So what's the rule? The Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, eat. You have no problem. The tools are permissible. The method is permissible. What is the tool here? A learned dog. So any dog that is not learned, it's not sufficient. Only dogs? No, you can also use birds, whether eagles or hawks or whatever can be trained. It also takes the same ruling. You send them, say Bismillah, and they catch a prey, you may eat from that without any problem. Now, Adi had the question that every one of us think. First of all, we know that dogs are not permitted except in three cases. One of them is hunting dog, no problem. But we know that also the saliva of the dog is impure and it is the highest in impurity. Urine, if it gets in contact with my dress or with my body, what do I do? wash it. But if a dog licks in utensils, washing it is not enough. I have to wash it with soil once and seven times with water. So this is even more than urine of human being or other animals. So it has a different story. Now, Adi is asking about the ruling of what? On eating it if the dog killed the prey. So now the dog killed it completely and totally. The Prophet ﷺ gave him the green light with a condition. What is this condition? This is what we will find after the break, so stay tuned.